on the 6th of April, the Sudan Liberation Movement, the Mini Minnow faction, took control of the towns of Muhajiriya and Labado, which are located in East Darfur. And yesterday, we received reports informing that the Sudanese armed forces, backed by the Popular Defense Forces and another group, have taken control, or rather, retook Labado town from the SLN Mini Minnawi. And we also received this report saying that this happened after fierce fighting, which led to the killing of 4 civilians and the wounding of 6 others.
Do you know anything about the casualties in the fighting?
No, this information, unfortunately, is not available to us. All that we have right now is that the fighting led to the death of 4 civilians and the wounding of 6 civilians, which are treated at UNAMI team site near Labado. We also know for sure that there are some 8,000 displaced civilians that are still concentrating since the 6th of April, when the fighting broke out between the government and the SLM Mini Minnawi forces. And we also know that in Muhajiriya town, which is not quite far from Labado, they are both in East Darfur, the situation in Muhajiriya is relatively calm. The fighting is part of a conflict between the government and some armed groups in Darfur. There are several factions that have many issues of discontent, and they have been fighting for years. And so far, they haven't received the humanitarian assistance, the relief efforts that they need, and that the UN humanitarian team has been calling for. Yesterday, Mr. Ali Zaatari, the resident coordinator and the humanitarian coordinator, called on all parties and the government in particular to help the civilians that are in dire need for assistance.
And how is UNAMID responding to this crisis?
UNAMID, in terms of the recent violence, UNAMID is treating, is providing a medical treatment to the 6 wounded civilians. However, it is the responsibility of the government to provide security and safety and protection to civilians. It is also the obligation of all belligerents to protect the civilians and respect the humanitarian and human rights laws.